says the Yalef Seif Hegdish Mitchilas Hegdish. I learn out Seif Hegdish, that means Smicha from Tchilas Hegdish. Ma Tchilas Hegdish, just like to make Tamura, to make this animal Kaddish. Yerush Meimor, since you Yashind your father was called yours, you could make Tamura is of Seif Hegdish. The same thing would apply in Seif Hegdish also, that Yerush Semech, that if you're a Yerush, you could be Semech. That's Rabbi Meir Svarim. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai v'imhamir yomir mayavid lein. And what does he do with the word imhamir yomir? And l'chura should also dash, and it means to be marba a yerush. And if you be marba yerush here, then the word kabana, you can also dash it differently by kabana. So l'chura, what does he do with the word imhamir yomir? So Gemara says, he uses it, l'rabbi sasisha. He uses the extra word imhamir yomir to teach us that not only a man can make tumor on his korban, but even an isha can make tumor on her korban. She could also make tumura. Anisha can make tumura on her carbon. So Mara says, like, what's to happen and why not? Uknatana, like we learned. Lefi shekol inyun kula yeinim adabin lan lashon zachar. The whole parasha of tumura only speaks for lashon zachar. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yachli fenu, for lo yomir oisai. Like Rashi said, that's a lashon zachar. Otherwise, it should have said, lo yachli fenu, it should have said, which is lashon akeva. But since it only says lo yachli fenu is lashon zachar, if so, I would have thought to say only a zocher maybe. If so, isha minayin. How do we know to say that a lady could also make tumura on her korban? On this Talmud, the pasuk says a double lashon v'yemhamir yemer. If you make tumura, double lashon is l'rabbis es isha. That's what Reb Yehuda would do with this extra lashon of homi yomir, but not to include a yerush. Just include an isha, she could also make tumura. The other gemara is for the Rab Meir. Isha minolan, according to Rabbi Meir, he used the words imhamir yomir. Le rabbis a yerush. If he yashin your father, he can make tamura. And so, how does he know to say that an isha can make it? So, Mara says, Nalkli, he learns it out from the extra mivim, mivim hamir yomir. Like, there's three drushes here. If that's the extra vim, that's also. Rashi says, midach sit kroa, that's a nalkli mivov. With the Muslim Mikhtav im Homer Yomir, Vim, the extra Vav, that's what we learned it out from. So they learned it out from the extra Vav. For Rabbi Yehuda, Vim Loy Darish. Yehuda doesn't dash him, no, he doesn't dash him as extra Vav, that's the way to talk, Vim Homer Yomir. Yeah. Now the more Stamis. If so, Obein Rab Meir, Obein Rab Yehuda, according to both of them, why do we say there's the mit is Inyan of Tamura by Nisha? Only time of the Rebukra Nisha. Because the pasuk is mine, but the same isha is also included, whether from the word imhamir yomir or whether from the im, who would be mine, but isha has tamur also. So the question is, halor be a krov a mashka, if there wouldn't be a special pasuk to be mine, but isha, have a mean, I would have thought to say, ki of the tamur alalakia, if she would make tamur on her own carbon, she has her own carbon, if she would say in a behemoth schula next to it, zutakazu, I would have thought to say she does not get Malkus. Why? Because the Tamur is not Chal. I would have thought to say the Tamur is not Chal. So the question is why? By Vomer of Yudoma Rav, and the Chain Ton of the very Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk says, Ish o Isha ki yasu mikol chates Adam. If a man or a lady does any one of the chates Adam. So we dash in here, Hishva hakosiv Isha lish. The Torah makes a hekesh here, a man to a lady, or a lady to a man. L'chol ancient Shabbat Torah. Is any time the Torah says a lav, just like it applies to a man, applies to an isha also. There's no difference. Only by mitzvah saseh, there we say, by mitzvah saseh, she's man grom and nashim apata. But by loy saseh, that's this plastic isha isha ki yasu mikol chatos, that hushri put them both together. So tamur is a lav. So pshit and isha should also be able to make tamura. So what do I have to have a special plastic for? Tamura says, no, itzvich. It's true. We need a special pasuk here, a special limit. Because otherwise, now at the time, I would have thought this like this. Hani mili, when do I say that a lady is like a man for ancient? Oynish de shava dein biyachad dein mitzibah. An oynish that applies whether a yachad does the avera, or even if a tzibah does the avera. Such an avera applies both to men and women. Avol hocha babay istavon of tamura, kivun di oynish, shein de shava bakolhu, there's an avera that doesn't apply to everybody. The Tanan we learned, Ein ha tziba v'yashut v'moysim tamura. by a korban tzibur or a korban shutfim, since there's no one owner, there's no din tmura. So since there's no din tmura by a tzibur, I would have thought to say maybe isha nami ki of the lalakia. But when isha does this also, maybe she will not get malchus. Is kamashman? That's one of the special pesukim. Kamashman on yes. That an isha is also in the parasha of tmura, and if she does it, it's chal tmura, she get malchus. This is our girsa. Rashi, I think, has another girsa. I would have thought to say, since it's a law of shame by Maisa, so really you shouldn't get malchus by tmura. Elamite a special chiddushi, you get malchus. So I would have thought maybe it only comes to include a man, not a lady. It's kamashim, yes, even by women, even by nashim, they also get malchus for this law of tmura. Now the Gemara says, Goyi Rami Bachoma, Kotin Mal Sheyemer. What's going to be the lack of the cotton next tmur is it chal or not? So what's the hechidam? What are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell me the cotton, shlohi giya liyonis nadarim, the cotton that's not even 12 years old. Oynis nadarim means that a year before it becomes a god, before bar mitzvah, if he knows what he's talking about, his nadarim is chal. The Vedash and the Pasuk Rashi says, ish kiyafli. An extra Pasuk that tells us that if a boy is 12 years old and he knows what he's talking about, his neder is chal and his hekdesh is chal. Now, if we're talking about this boy is less than 12 years old, is so let tibolot. There's no question that kivon the kivon akdusha layakdish. Since he cannot make hekdesh, he's less than 12. He's not a gadol. He can't make something hekdesh. Is a murei meimer? How in the world can you say he can make tamura? Like Rashi's betamia. How could you say that tamura is chal? If you get malchus, he can't make hekdesh. About he can't make tamura. Since the boy is less than 12 years old, there's no suffix. Ela rather, kikimi bole, where do I have my suffix? I'll tell you, the cotton shagir liyonis adorim. If you have a cotton that's 12 years old, or 12 and a half years old. Now, Lacharu is at this age, if he knows what he's talking about, his neder is chal, he could make something hegdish. So one swear would be, mi arminu, do I say, kivin the yom amar, since we learned that the Pasuk says, ish, it says by the Dorm the word ish. If so, matam le, was another perfect say, kiyaf, or it says ish kiyafli neder, what Lashon yafli speaks it out clearly, if the rabbis comes to include, nufla hasamach ish. If you have a kid that's right before it becomes a gadol, meaning the year before it becomes a gadol, 12 years old by a boy, or 11 years old by a girl, there's such a chiddush akrua that the kid shrei kodesh, that if they make something hegdish, it's chal. If so, one source should be me the Yakdusha Magdish. Since of the cotton now, this 12 years old boy makes it hegdish. It's chal hegdish. If so, a mure nami meimer. Now, if on his carbon that he owns, he would want to make tamura, take a behemoth school and say zutakazu, it should be chal. That's one swara. I do maybe no. Kivon the lav baroin chenu. Since Lamaise, if he would do it, he would not get malchus because he's only 12 years old. And to get malchus, you have to be at least be bar mitzvah. You have to be a gadol. If so, maybe b'tmur le mitzvahs. Maybe tmur would not be chal. But since the pasuk says, the Rashi says, Tehsiv says lo yachlifenu lo yemeroi say. For all you was merosa klema, man maybe the yisod bechlal v'lab lo yachlifenu to get malchus. He's bechlal. It should become tmur. It should become kodesh. But maybe this cotton, since he's only 12, is less than bar mitzvah. Even though his hegdish could be chal, but since he would not get malchus for the avera, maybe it's not a barochi to make tamura. That's one sad. So that's a one suffix. Now the Gemara says, "Im tim slain, even if you want to tell me that cotton over tamura, maybe yes. If this cotton over 12 years old makes tamura chal, you know why? Maybe to your osil echlal ancient. Because even though right now he's less than bar mitzvah, but like when he will become bar mitzvah, he will be echlal ancient." So it's called the garva that's bechlal enchin, therefore it's tamur eschal. But even if we want to say that svara, what's going to be oivet kechovim mao sheyemer? What's going to be if an oivet kechovim has his own carbon, can he make tamur on his carbon or not? Mi amata, do you say, mi diakdushe makdish, since a goy has a right to make a carbon, the tiny will learn. The pasuk says, ish ish, a double loshin. Is matam lem ish ish, what does the pasuk have to say, ish ish? If the rabbi says something to come, it comes to include even a guy, Shinoidrim Nadorim Nadovas Ki Yisrael, they have a right to bring a korban neder or Nadovah like Yisrael, they could say a Rezu Shlomim, a Rezu Oila. So a guy could make a korban. If so, a swar would be, a Muri Nami Mamer. After they make the Behemoth Korban Kodesh, Now, to take a behemoth chul and say zu takazu, maybe would be chal tumura. Or do we maybe know the svar again is kivon de leyos lechal ancien. Since a goy does not get malchus for the avera, he'll never get malchus for it. He doesn't come lechal ancien. If so, kiyavet tumura lekotri. Maybe if a goy makes tumura not bichal, that's our shayla. When a goy makes a korban and then he makes tumura on that korban, is it chal the din tumura? Is the second one kaddish or not? Since even one svar is he's a godly, he can make hegdish. But then maybe no, since he doesn't get malchus for it, it wouldn't be chal the kedusha on the second carbon, the second behemah. So that's the shayla. Some of Rabbi says like this. Toshma, come in here. The Tani would learn like this. Kotchi of the kachavim, a guy that makes a carbon hegdish, he makes a carbon kachim. The locher is loynenin, like midrabonin. You're not allowed to have hanor from it. It's also bahanor to have enjoyment from it. But v'loy moylin, if you do have hanor from it midiraisa, there's no isamila. Tanakama learns the parsha of Mila was only said by a korban that a Jew made. But if a goy makes a korban, that kedusha is not strong enough, there's no issa Mila. If you have a no, you don't have to bring a korban Mila. Also, the en chayov malayim ishur and pigul nais v'tamei. Even if his korban becomes pigul or left over, becomes tamei, you don't get punished for eating it. It's not pechal v'chiyat korus of pigul nais v'tamei. And also it says clearly en nais and tamura, that even though a goy's korban is kodush, but the guy can't make tamura on it, so clearly there's no din tamura. V'ein mevi'en in the sochim, and we don't bring the sochim on the guy's carbon. Avo carbon return the sochim, but his carbon alone could have the sochim. So Rashi explains the mitzvah like this: that when the guy brings his carbon, if right then he has the nesochim, we let him bring his nesochim. But if he doesn't bring the nesochim now by a Jew, you could bring the nesochim even in 10 days from now. But by a guy, no. If you don't bring it Peshas to Korban, we don't let you bring it later. Yeah, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. That the Kitzah Korban of a Goy is different than the Korban of a Jew. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says back, no. The Kulam, by all these cases, Ani Royal Achmer, I held no, that there's a Kedusha of a Goy is just like Kedusha of Yisrael. And he also posture what? That you would be over Issa Mila, and maybe there would be an Issa Tigo, no Issa Vatamei. And you have to know, maybe according to Rabbi Yosef, there would be a din tamura. He was writing lahachmir. Now, b'med, if a memur remembers this, said this machloikis, not even according to the Tanakhama. Says, no, we say milo, that's only the kotchim is beach, if the guy was makdish a behema. Avo the kotchim bedek habayis, that's if the guy was tam makdish a chair to give over to hegdish, to the bedek habayis, then the loch is even by goy's kedusha, abadam meilim behen. This is the loch is, as we'll see later, what the svaras are, we had this gemara in Chulin. These are separate svaras. But I call upon them ketoni miyad, negay to us, what did we learn over here? It says clearly, according to the Tanakhama, ein oisin tamura, that it does not make tamura. So who was poshed al shayla, that when the guy, even though he can make a korban, but later if he makes tamura, it's not chal tamura. Now the Gemara says like this, for Rami bar Choma, what was his shayla? His shayla was like this, for Rami bar Choma, the hegdish ovei kichovim, if a guy was makdish a korban for his own sake that he should have the kapara, then avada maskim that on that korban is no din tamura. Kikomi boyle, where was his shayla like this? The hegdish ovik echavim umeschapa biyisrael, where a guy was makdish a korban, but he had in mind that to give it over to a Jew, that a Jew should have a kapara for it. Let's say a Jew wanted to bring a korban ayla. So the guy now is makdish a korban oilah, that it should be brought to be mischapa for a Jew in such a case. So the shayla is like this: Bosso makdish hazlinan. Do we go bosso the guy that made the kedusha, and therefore the chur there should not be a din tamura here? Or maybe no, bosso mischapa hazlinan. We'll go bosso the person that receives the kapara, the Jew, and therefore the chur the Jew should be able to make tamura here. So that was the shayla. So Gemara still says, Tif should lay mitir bavu. Let's be pushing that shayla from bavua. The Yom Rabbavu Rabbu said like this, Amr Abichad and Rabbi Yechanan, HaMakdish Moisav Chaymish. When somebody is Makdish Shebehema, the Lachra is, if you want to redeem it back later, the owner has to add a fifth. So who has to add the fifth? The one that was Makdish it. But Umischap Reisat Tamura. Let's say Reuven brings a korban for Shimon, that Shimon should be forgiven with this korban. So Negeyat Hilchas Tamura, who's the Bailam here? Shimon, it says. Shezu Mischapa, the one that receives the kapara, he's the one that can make tamura, he's called the Bailam.
for Tamura, the Mitzchapa, we'll see later why, he's called the Bailam. Our third halacha, he says,